Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by Texas First Bank on Sports Radio 610.
This is Mike Florio yesterday talking about whether David Culley got a fair shake. Here is Florio yesterday on the afternoon show. Wade Smith and Ron the Show Hughley.
Yes and no. I think he was hired to be fired after 1 year. I think it was kind of a redshirt year for the organization. They didn't want to saddle an established coach with a 4-13 finish. It was almost like a palate cleanser between courses of a meal where they knew they were going to be horrible. Let's just try to stabilize things in the front office. Let's just get through this season, and then we'll go hire a coach that actually may propel us toward our goals. I feel like that's what happened. So what bothered me is the peddling of BS in the aftermath, especially the suggestion from Texans GM Nick Caserio that philosophical differences motivated us. Get the hell out of here with that. Philosophical differences. Like, David Culley is going to act like Bill Parcells with his 4 wins that he engineered this year and come in and start turning tables upside down and demanding things be done his way. Bullcrap. He'd have done whatever Caserio told him to do. Caserio told him what to do in his headset during the game. Don't give me philosophical differences.
There you go. Get the hell out of here with that. Is what Mike Florio had to say. He also had something to say about Jack Easterby. This is what Florio had to say. Also threw out a theory this morning. My gosh, you want to talk about the John Lopez laugh? Good God. Was it really that funny?
Yeah, that was.
Here was Mike Florio on Jack Easterby, and we'll tell you why the OG was laughing so much after this.
Is Jack Easterby, is he holding the Texans back from being able to really pursue and get conversations with the best coaches and players?
Any coach with options isn't going to want to deal with Easterby. He's done a good job of keeping his head low and his mouth shut after becoming a pincushion a year or so ago. And this is Nick Caserio's show, but Easterby's there. Easterby's around, and Easterby's got influence. He's got significant influence over owner Cal McNair. So that may be why they're restricting the search to the Patriot group, because they're more likely to find somebody from the Patriot group that won't have an issue with Jack Easterby or will accept the fact that Nick Caserio will run interference, so Easterby won't be interfering with what the coach is trying to do. But it's got to be a factor, especially for someone who doesn't come from a place of experience with Caserio, where Caserio can be trusted to not let Easterby interfere, or experience with Easterby where the coach maybe doesn't mind if Easterby is involved and knows how to navigate around it.
All right. I mean, he's not wrong. We've been talking about it.
He's not. And there's also an Easterby connection with Josh McCown, which is drawing a lot of wrath and has a lot of people believing that maybe the Texans are trying to cover themselves up. Go ahead and tell everyone what you thought was so funny.
Well, let me slight background here briefly. You just heard Florio say that BS. Enough with the BS. And what he's talking about, he actually doubled down in a column right before we came on air this morning talking about this. And let me read it, because then I'll go backwards to the tweet and what people are saying there. It's just so transparent. Like he talked about how they're limiting themselves just to the Patriots guys in large part because of Easterby, which, by the way, mind-blowing that you're allowing your organization to only pick from a select few coaches that are either – out of nowhere, like Hines Ward, or Patriots connected, or just guys that maybe you're gonna be able to hire. But if they have options, like Brian Flores, who is now one of the leading candidates with the New York Giants, they wouldn't be here. So he was talking about that and saying that they want guys to sort of change the narrative or redirect the narrative of the Houston Texans. This is what he said. There's building chatter in league circles that the Texans really want to hire McCown. Some in the media possibly have been enlisted to spin the notion that it's not as crazy as it sounds. And then he goes on, the Texans apparently know they need more than a supportive tweet from one of GM Nick Caserio's reporter friends. He's actually talking about Easterby. They believe they need, as we understand it, another team to interview McCown in order to legitimize and normalize the notion of McCown going straight to the job of head coach. All right. So where did this come from? Moments before. Well, Albert Breer tweeted something about he's a good candidate, blah, 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 which seems to be
weird.
Yeah. And then Aaron Wilson tweeted moments before the Jacksonville Jaguars. This was at 9:47 a.m.
And Florio's tweet was at 9:56.
Correct. Jacksonville Jaguars have had a conversation this week with retired quarterback Josh McCown, according to league sources. McCown, who had a formal interview with the Texans on Thursday, blah, 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 highly regarded, knowledge of the game, leadership skills, and intelligence. So he actually did that grunt work there. Now, he could easily be talking to sources, as he often does. But Florio's thing comes right after that, and it's just obvious. I mean, even like
fans
making comments. Let me just go through
Here's
a couple
one. Here. Jack Easterby asking Aaron Wilson to write these are cute. McCown is the next Lombardi, per sources. Get him to Houston.
This is getting weird. Like Aaron, we all know the source is Easterby. some of these are just good. This is exactly what at Pro Football Talks speculated could happen. So now Houston can hire him.
Someone said, did Balky rub your head as you tweeted this?
Man. It just goes on and on.
Man.
But here's the other thing, another kind of layer to this. National football writers across the country, I think Ben Volin, several other writers, Mike Silver, several other national football writers have flat out, they're not even trying to be, you know, I guess mysterious about it. They're flat out saying he didn't interview with Jacksonville. He did not interview with Jacksonville. Just sort of, and then Aaron came back and said it wasn't an interview. It was a conversation. So what does that even do then?
What does a conversation mean? What does that mean?
How many conversations does Josh
McCown? What's a conversation mean?
Well, how many?
What does that mean?
I don't know. But how many conversations does Josh McCown have with NFL people from every organization?
He's been there for 2 decades.
Yeah.
I don't know. What does that mean?
I mean, are we going to get a tweet? Josh McCown had a conversation with the Dallas Cowboys?
I guess they have to say conversation since it technically wasn't an interview.
Right. But what I'm saying is he has conversations all the time, I'm sure, with, you know, people in management and coaches in the NFL.
Florio is something else, man.
Well, he's like had enough, you know?
Yeah, he just doesn't like the alleged BS.
Alleged.
BS. We talk a lot about quarterbacks this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Aaron Rodgers. We talk about Patrick Mahomes. We talk about Tom Brady, the three quarterbacks with Super Bowls that are participating this weekend. We talk about Josh Allen and Joey Burrow. Can they take the next step? We talk about Ryan Tannehill. Can he be enough? We talk about Matthew Stafford, one playoff win. Is it going to come tumbling down for him? But I wonder, This weekend, the divisional round, two tasty two-piece combos.
Yeah.
Could this be a weekend of bully ball? Could this be about the running back? Allow me to present my case. Could the running backs be the biggest difference this weekend? Could this be an old school football weekend? Yeah. Let's start with the Tennessee Titans. Derrick Henry making his return.
Well, there's your bully ball.
One of the best running backs in the NFL. Probably the best running back in the NFL. I think he's still top 10 in rushing, despite the fact he missed damn near half the season. He's going to return. Cincinnati, not a bad running back themselves. Joe Mixon, very underrated.
He's finally starting to get some recognition.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
That game will come down to the running backs. I think Derrick Henry is going to look like his normal self. I'm predicting over 115 yards for Derrick Henry. That is Exhibit A. Exhibit B, San Francisco versus Green Bay. Jimmy Garoppolo and Aaron Rodgers getting a lot of attention. Could Deebo Samuel provide the 49ers with what they need to pull off
the upset. Here was Mike McDaniel talking about the versatility and the greatness of Debo. How appropriate is it that we're talking about a guy named Debo with this music playing? Mm-hmm. Here you go. Here's Mike McDaniel talking about Debo. Not the one that says, that's my bike, punk, but the one who found the end zone against the Cowboys last week.
Well, Debo has been unique to all of our careers because he is a – you're always trying to define what a football player is, and it's still hard to define. But the game moves slow for him, and he's fearless, and he's fast, and he's big, and he's hard to tackle. The evolution of how we use him, that's a product of two things, him being a really good football player, and Kyle does an outstanding job of pushing his staff to open their mind and see what's there maybe that we haven't done or – really think through the whys of everything that we do. So that combination of a skill set with a particular player, the drive that's, you know, Kyle's been pushing on me since the day I started working with him, those type of things end up rendering the results that you guys are seeing from a whole staff perspective. We're all committed to utilizing our players the best way we can, and every person on the offensive staff contributes in that direction. It takes a village to do things that maybe haven't been necessarily done with specific players.
You got my 40, homie.
All right, in Green Bay, they have running backs of their own. They got A.J. Dillon. They like to run the rock as well. So could the running back come down to that? Exhibit C, the Los Angeles Rams. I like the Rams to win this game.
I do too.
I like Cam Akers. I like Sony Michel. I think they are going to be able to run the rock, and I listen to a man who is expected to interview for the Texans head coaching position today, a man who's going to help Sean McVay try to figure out how to attack the Tampa Bay defense, and Kevin O'Connell. He might have tipped his hand as to what the Rams might be looking to do, and maybe some bully ball is going to come into play. This was him asked about Matthew Stafford's role in the past in Detroit and this weekend with the Rams as they look to pull off the upset against the defending Super Bowl champs.
Every team, every single week, you know, realizes that you got to win football games differently, you know, depending on what the plan of attack is going in offensively. And it's not always going to be for the fantasy football numbers. Sometimes it's going to be a runs and completions game. Sometimes it's going to be how many explosives can we generate, and everybody's excited about that. And then, you know, sometimes it obviously can be, you know, just a ball possession type of game where you're trying to, you know, win that time of possession, keep the defense off the field and control the field position. So the best quarterbacks in our league play the way they have to give their team the best chance to win.
Look out for that bully ball.
I think, first of all, back to the other game, Debo has a very unique quality. We were talking about this last night, actually. He's a receiver that actually can put some jelly on people in the backfield. You know, he can move like a running back.
Jelly?
I like to say that.
Grape or strawberry?
Oh, it's got to be strawberry. Most people say grape. Most people say I'm a strawberry man myself. And Cam Akers, what did they do to this guy?
He had torn Achilles like,
I know,
8 months ago.
But he looks like the $6 million man out there. He actually has more burst than I've seen.
It's like a beast. Final game, keep an eye on this. This is Exhibit D. Jerick McKinnon for the Kansas City Chiefs. My goodness. 12 carries for 61 in their win last week. 6 catches for 81 yards and a touchdown. 142 total yards. So I wonder, we talk a lot about the quarterbacks. Could bully ball come into play this weekend? We'll give our predictions at the end of the show, a little Friday future tripping, divisional style, a little later on. But coming up next, Josh McCown. Should he be coming to town? Or is Jack Easterby just a clown? Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, Josh McCown, is he coming to town? Who knows? Second interview in a couple of years. By the way, the big news in the NFL today, Joe Shane, GM of the Giants. They're expected to interview Brian Flores and Brian Daboll. So keep an eye on those two. Both of them could be interested in acquiring Deshaun Watson, and the Giants have two top 10 picks. Timmy Kelly, not going to be the offensive coordinator in Carolina. That is going to be Ben McAdoo, a man with the chili bowl cut, formerly the head coach of the New York Giants. Don't know who his barber was, but I'm assuming
same
that
one as Mark Davis.
Might have been Jim Abbott. I'm not sure. Probably a one-arm barber, if you didn't get that joke, because whoever cut that.
Oh, we got it.
Got it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got it.
Keep it moving. I like a good Jim Abbott joke every once in a while. So we'll see what happens, but Josh McCown gets his second interview. A lot of people got a lot of things to say. We'll give you our thoughts on that and what it could mean, as well as Kevin O'Connell. What does it mean there? Could he be the head coach and McCown be on his staff? I think that would be an appealing option. But before we do, let's go to the phone line, 713-572-4610. Todd, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted, in the 12 o'clock hour, I was really wanting to jump in because you guys made some interesting points. And, you know, Lopez said that Easterby's made Casario's job harder. And that's what I wanted to talk about is I kind of feel like Casario is going through this entire interview process explaining his decision he hasn't made yet. And what I mean by that is I think if Easterby wasn't in the picture or he hadn't fumbled the whole media thing last year with the interview and everything he's done to be so transparent, I think Casario's the kind of guy that would have probably just made the hire and stood on his decision. But he tries to defend Easterby so much. I feel like he's going through an entire process that's unnecessary.
No, I'm with you. 100%. I'm with you, Todd. I'll let you keep going, but I just want to add to it. I think Casario would have hired Coley in a second, but I think he had to convince Jack and Cal as well because of their perception and them looking bad and him not caring. So I'm with you, Todd.
Yeah, and if you look at it and you connect the dots, you know, the whole Pittsburgh analogy he made with Mike Tomlin, I think that was the first attempt to get people thinking, okay, if we do something outside the box that no one else is thinking of, you know, I can go back and point to that. The interview of Hines Ward, I mean, why would you do that? But if you hire Josh and then people say, why would you hire someone with no experience? You go back and say, well, we also interviewed Hines Ward who had no coaching experience. He's also has a whole list of people that he's interviewing that have 1 year experience as coordinators. So I kind of feel like he's planting the seeds. He also said, you know, don't think it's going to be a Patriots guy. I feel like he's going through a lot of motions right now that are planting opportunities to go back to explain this decision. And I don't think he would have done this had Easterby not done what he did, interviewing McCown last year, making such a big deal about it. So I do believe that McCown's going to be the coach. That's my opinion. And personally, I don't really care. I think he's a talented guy. We'll see. But I do want to say this too. I believe if they hire McCown and in 2 years he turns out to be a tremendous coach, That will be the next time we hear Easterby speak when he takes full credit.
Oh yeah. What a good call.
Oh yeah, when he was the first guy up there with Deshaun Watson, he had no problem bragging about negotiating the Deshaun Watson contract.
And that was a pretty
haven't heard much though about the other ones.
And that was a pretty
Zach Cunningham, how about that, sir?
Complex kind of conspiracy theory there. Does make a lot of sense, certainly when you put together Nick Caserio's own words. I'll just say this. He shouldn't even have to be doing this. Part of the reason that you are limited to the one-year guys with coordinator experience and the no-year guys in coaching is because of the guy who made your job more difficult. I mean, think about the candidates out there, man. Eberflus and Dable. And I know they interviewed Flores, but, you know, Flores now is considered one of the favorites in New York, and maybe he'll end up here. But it's like you really, for the ones that don't have that connection, it's like, talk about making his job more difficult. He's got to answer questions about that, answer questions about all these things that weren't even his own doing.
See, if Caserio doesn't care about the perception, that's fine. I respect that. Do what
but
you want to do.
It does make it more difficult. I mean, the proof is in the candidates, you know, and certainly some of the questions out there.
It might not for him. He might not give a damn.
Well, sure.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
He's not the one telling reporters what to say.
But he still has to answer these questions.
Yeah, he has to answer them, but I think he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was in New England. They dealt with a few questions here and there. So he does have experience there. So he might not be worried about it. This is what he signed up for. There is also like a, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Jack Easterby as a football guy has been a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's been awful. Like, it's laughable. When you look at the contracts that he negotiated, the role he had with Bill O'Brien, like all this other stuff. And they'll hide between like the GM title and all that. But let's be honest, he was doing it from the very beginning. There's a reason the GM left. So it's pretty awful what he's done. But that doesn't mean he can't do something smart. Because the other thing about Jack Easterby is he's kind of an opportunist. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, not kind of. No, okay. So you say he's an opportunist.
Look at his track record.
He knows who to go to. He knows that Ryan Succop can get his foot in the NFL. He knows that when there's something going on in certain places, what he used to do gives him an opportunity to get in that building. He knows to latch on to the Robert Krafts, the Bill Belichicks, the McNair family. He knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So Josh McCown, who I've been hearing praise about for a long time, and a lot of people have, going back to Lovie Smith, to Hugh Jackson when I was actually in the room, to Doug Peterson, to Todd Bowles, him latching on to Josh McCown as like his life vest to justify his existence as a football guy with the Texans wouldn't be surprising. So just because he doesn't know what he's doing doesn't mean he doesn't know when to latch on to certain things and keep himself around. So I think that I would love for people to like separate Josh McCown from Jack Easterby, but I also understand that that's an impossible thing to do. Like, I credit him with the Brandon Cooks trade, and that was fine. Like, we saw that one coming from a mile away. We said as much on the air, and then the trade was made. But with that said, if Nick Caserio wanted to make this decision, like he wants to make this decision, it's immediately going to be met with an eye roll.
Exactly.
And I also think Jack Easterby has been so bad at this and so bad as a football guy that we could get breaking news that Jack Easterby is bringing in Patrick Mahomes and Sean McVay. And I think some people, because of their justified, I want to make it clear, it's not unjust. Yeah. It's justified based on his actual actions. They're justified actions. They would roll their eyes at even that just because he's earned that reputation.
And you know why? Because when you're dealing with Jack Easterby, there's always something else at work. It's never as straightforward, as simple as it should be. New York Giants had I'm just using them as an example. Horrible coach. They pounded the pavement, interviewed some GMs, got Joe Schein. Now they're doing the head coach. Look, Giants fans are mad. But here, it's like, okay, why are they doing this? Because I know there's something else. Because it's so fishy, the things they're doing. It's not the top GM candidates. It's not the top head coach candidates. Even though they have interviewed someone, a few out of the circle of Patriots, it's not an all-encompassing search. The owner has not really, well, he hadn't said anything. Whereas owners in Miami and even Indianapolis, who haven't fired anybody yet anyway, and all these owners are coming forward, like, this is what we're going to do. This is our plan. And so, like, right here, there's, you know, there's always, with Jack Easterby, there's always an ulterior motive. I don't know if he just wants to build.
I just think it's an undeserved presence. Like, that's what bothers me. I don't even, like, ulterior motive or not. Like, if he did, like, if he would have, like, made decisions that paid off, then I would be okay with it. Like, I don't care how sneaky you are. I don't care about the process. I don't care about the resume. It's just, like, I don't understand his presence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, I understand why. I understand that, like, the right people, and I understand that Caserio has him in that role, and Caserio has tried to, like, move the role to something else. But I just, I just think it's more that, like, I don't, people, his presence is not understood. And it shouldn't be based on the actual results of his presence.
Yes, his presence is the problem, but his presence here leads you because of his track record. We're not pulling this out of the air. We've all seen the things that he's done. Like, well, why is he doing this? Oh, that's why, because he has this vision of the Texans becoming this football utopia.
Yeah.
You know, that is really something that he kind of controls and has the biggest say in, and a certain type of person and a certain type of, you know, it all matters, and a certain type of just this insulated utopia that is actually shortchanging them as a football team.
And the other thing that really bothers me, and I like Josh McCown. I want Josh McCown to be on my
team's
coaching
staff. I wish this wasn't happening to him.
I want Josh McCown on my team's coaching staff. I don't know, like, what role, what capacity, but I want it. But the other thing that kind of bothers people about it is that you were closer to getting that utopia when you had Deshaun Watson. Like, you were closer to getting that utopia before Brian Gaine left, and you went from dry powder to basically just blowing everything and putting yourself in a bad spot. So, like, there's, like, this notion that now you can tear it down, and all of a sudden, if it gets to a certain point, you get credit. Now, you're already close there. You're already close. Like, if I'm 3 miles away, if I'm 3 miles away from going to the best place ever, or taking John and Figgy, you hop in the back of the whip,
and I say,
I'm going to take you to the best place ever. And we're driving for a while, and we get 6 miles away. And all of a sudden, I turn around and I decide I'm going to go back 1,000 miles, and I'm going to make you guys sit there and be miserable, almost pee in your pants on, like, a long drive back. And I take you 1,000 miles away when we were just 6 miles away.
Yeah.
When I take you back there, if I do, are you going to give me credit, or are you going to call me a dumbass?
Yes, exactly. Here's another problem. This utopia that I think he wants to build isn't really anything that fans care about. In part.
Like what? Like,
fans want a football
practice facility.
Fans want a football
office.
They want a football utopia. I believe he has this vision of a higher calling, a utopia of people.
I don't think he has a vision.
Yeah, I think he does.
Well, I think vision. I think they moved the goalpost and the vision changes.
Maybe.
I think his vision was, I'm going to be Bill O'Brien's right hand man. Everything we do is going to be perfect, and eventually, I'm going to be looked at as one of the best general managers. I think he was so bad at it, and he was so bad at negotiating contracts, and he was so bad at earning players' trust, and he was so bad at, you know, not telegraphing things that would happen, whether it was PR people leaving, whether it was players leaving, et cetera. I think he was so bad at that they kind of moved the goalpost. And he might have, like, a vision. I think his vision is he wants to be high up in an organization. But I think his original vision was, I'm going to be looked at as one of these geniuses that knows what the hell's going on. And I think that came tumbling down. And fortunately for him, unfortunately for us, the goalpost gets moved and he just gets to do other stuff. And he is so good at this that he has Nick Caserio sitting there trying to rewrite history.
Yeah.
That sucks for a lot of us. Coming up, little Friday future trip, and also hear from some more of the peeps. Texans expected to interview Kevin O'Connell. Josh McCown has already interviewed, and there's some big news around the NFL that you should be paying attention to next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, Kevin O'Connell expected to interview for the job. Josh McCown interviewed for the job. Hines Ward is interviewed for the job. Vince Lombardi's grandson is interviewed for the job. Brian Flores, first one to interview for the job. Also expected to, Brian Flores interview for the Giants job because they just gave Joe Shane the job of general manager.
What are you doing?
They're also looking at Brian Daboll for the job of head coach. So there's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts around the NFL.
It's not my job.
Thank you. B-O-B.
Some people get jobs, some people get jobbed.
A lot of people getting upset about this Josh McCown thing. 713-572-4610. I've been a Josh McCown fan for 5 years. I am not a Jack Easterby fan as
a
football guy. Hugh Jackson's the one who told me about him.
Yeah.
I was right there. Yes, sir. Let me look more into this. Yes. Doug Peterson, Todd Bowles, they both let Josh McCown have pretty prominent roles in helping them on offense. So I'm intrigued by it. I am disgusted by what Jack Easterby has done as a football guy to this organization. My disgust for Jack Easterby, though, doesn't completely eliminate the possibility that his connection to Josh McCown, one, means that Nick Caserio doesn't want Josh McCown, because I do think Nick Caserio has final say, and two, I'm not just going to act like Jack Easterby's not smart enough to latch on to someone that's promising and throw maybe a life float to his football credibility in town. So that's where I sit. 713-572-4610. Where do you sit, J-Lo?
Well, I just feel that Josh McCown really should be – he's not, because he's getting a great opportunity, and I get it. But he really should be bothered by the fact that he was in this position.
I can tell you on good authority, he was.
Well, he's back now, and he's interviewed.
Last year, he was very, very embarrassed.
It's like, if you just would have just let me be for another year, you know, maybe consult with some NFL team and then bring me in for an interview, I think the whole mood around this would be more like, I'll tell you what, one thing for sure, people would be crediting Nick Caserio for, hey, out of the box. He told us, just like Todd told us on the call earlier, you know, don't be surprised if it's not, you know, a New England Patriot guy. You know, like, if this came out of nowhere and there was no Easterby 45-minute press conference and no Easterby interview with Easterby and Caserio interview with him last year and all that,
given all the great things people have said about Josh McCown, and Nick Caserio just did this interview right now, we'd be like, all right,
yeah,
look at Nick work.
The other thing that I think is interesting is...
We may not... First of all, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We may be able to discuss, fittingly, the merits of hiring the guy from a football perspective.
We did last year.
Right, but we wouldn't have this feeling of, oh, boy, Easterby is at it again, and he hasn't lost a step.
Yeah, the other thing is I just wonder, because McClain just tweeted out Seth tweeted out, like, the conspiracy theories that were going out 358 days ago. We also, when McCown spoke the first time, we sensed that something was going on there, and there was a little bit more to this. This was our immediate reaction after McCown spoke for the first time. He's talking about the pace of practice. He's talking about the ball not hitting the ground.
Big picture.
He sounds like a coach, man. This sounds like a coach. This does not just sound like some third-string quarterback that you brought in. Something's going on here.
There's obviously something else going on here.
No, something is going on. There is something more to this move. As we look at this Josh McCown situation, whether it's he's going to be a coach, whether it's he's going to be the offensive coordinator next year, there is something to this move.
There's not a general manager or a head coach yet for next year, so how do we know unless, and this is where it gets interesting, this is part of the precursor to the next general manager's, you know, one of the things that he has to agree to. Josh McCown will be here. And so if Jack Easterby is not going to be around next year, how come Jack Easterby is the one that had a pre-existing relationship with Josh McCown? Easterby is acting general manager, so he brought him in.
Something's up, man.
I know.
There we go.
Let me read from that report 358 days ago that Seth just retweeted. McClain retweeted, and Seth commented. Multiple league sources believe the Texans will keep Culley in place for a couple of years and that he will then, quote, retire and be replaced by Josh McCown. This was a year ago. And there's the second part of it. It's also believed to be part of the broader structure that Executive Vice President of Football Operations Jack Easterby is installing. Easterby wanted Nick Caserio to be the GM, and he got him. Easterby wants McCown to be the head coach, and Easterby will get him eventually. That was a year ago. This is the problem that they're doing, that they're putting on Josh McCown, because it's just, it's telegraphed.
Well, the other thing is, you know, Josh went away for a year, and I know there was a lot of family stuff and whatnot. I hope this wasn't like some sort of thought by Jack of just lay low for a year and then we'll figure it out. Like we'll figure it out. Like we'll get this going, because I actually think if he had worked with Davis Mills, maybe Davis Mills looks good and people would be more open to this idea.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Mm-hmm. 713-572-4610. Larry in Stafford is on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, Lopez, how you doing today, sir?
Fantastic.
I got a question for you. You remember the Guyana tragedy with Jim Jones?
Oh, yeah.
And how many people you think are happy today that they didn't get their ass on that plane when he was starting to serve that great Kool-Aid?
You're darn right.
See, it's a hard take for me to deal with Landry sometimes, because Landry is in the corner of accepting a lot of things that just doesn't make any sense. Like, he said something real interesting a minute ago. If he could just separate himself from Jack Easterby, well, if my aunt had balls, she'd be my uncle. There's no separation for Josh McCown and Jack Easterby.
there no separation? That doesn't make any sense. If I've been saying something for 5 years about somebody, like I have Josh McCown and the receipts are there, and Hugh Jackson was 2 feet away from me when he told me this, if I've been sitting here cutting for Josh McCown that long, and other coaches have been cutting for Josh McCown that long, now just because Jack Easterby is connected to him, I'm just supposed to say screw the guy? Is that what you're saying?
Landry, I've been listening to your show since you've been on this radio station. I have never heard you say in 5 years.
All right, I'll attach you to the receipts real quick because I have said it, and it's right there. I have said the Josh McCown thing. I said they should have brought him in as a backup quarterback. I'll attach you to the receipts
right now. You can look at them. No, not the backup quarterback. I've never heard you say that Josh McCown should be a head coach in the National Football League. I've never heard you say that.
Okay, well then you must not have been listening. I don't know what to tell you.
Until the last year and to this year, when you got on board, when you start seeing the movement that Jack Easterby and all these dudes was doing. But that's not even the point. Let me ask you something, Landry.
It's not the point because you're wrong. But go ahead.
I'm wrong?
You're wrong I've never said that.
I've never heard you say that about him being a head coach in Houston. But we'll figure this part out. But let me ask you something. Name me somebody that anybody – I don't even care if he's white, black, Chinese, or whatever, that has the resume of Josh McCown.
I can't.
So you know this is not some normal stuff that goes on. Here's the bottom line. Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio has been in on this thing since Jack went up there when they was giving out them Super Bowl rings, and they was up there in New England, and they got busted with the tampering thing, and Nick Caserio has been whispering in Jack's ear even when he was in New England. And so Jack's been down here trying to convince 70,000 people every single Sunday that he wants them to walk over there into the stadium at NRG in their choir robes and their little hats with their Bibles in their hands. And he's going to put some kind of – because Lopez said he thinks that it's about a utopian society that's going to go over there and just going to enjoy everything that they see over there instead of it being football. Josh McCown should not be the football coach over there because nobody that loves football gives a damn about whether or not Josh McCown was a backup quarterback. What we care about in Houston is somebody winning some damn football games so we don't go another season of 4-13. But see, most people don't really care about that because they get caught up in all this old superficial-ass stuff like the Kardashians, like Jack used to be, like all this Instagram stuff that don't nobody really truly with any kind of sense give a damn about. Because we all know it's fake. But Josh McCown getting an interview over D'Amico Ryans or Pep Hamilton or Eric Bieniemy or any Eberflus or anybody else, him getting an interview over those guys is a waste of time. And what they're doing, because they gave David Culley $22 million to go away. So now they're going to give whoever they hire this year a 5-year contract, and then that's going to be another $20 or $30 million of cap money. This is a con, and all they're doing is they're doing it out in front, just like Donald Trump when he said, I'm going to do all this old crazy-ass stuff out in the open so nobody can really get a hold of it. That's exactly what the playbook that Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio are running. Nick Caserio had a damn good Monday, and then he followed it up with some dumbass stuff that he's doing on Thursday. Because Josh McCown being a football coach over there, and the fact that Pep Hamilton is over there, it shouldn't even be a matter of fact that Josh McCown should be in there. But Landry, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna let you go. Find them receipts.
I just attached you to it on Twitter. I'll read it to you right now. I just attached you to it. This is actually June 17, 2018. Quote from me. I quote tweeted Josh McCown. Josh McCown is all class and going to be a damn good coach one day. January 30th, 2019. I want the Texans to acquire Josh McCown to be the backup QB and get him in the building and in line to become a member of the coaching staff in the future. He will be a head coach in this league, and it won't be long after he retires. January 30th, 2019. There you go.
Man.
Come on, Larry. Like there it is. I just gave it to you. There you go.
You said you wanted the Texans to acquire him as a backup quarterback. You said you wanted them to acquire him to be on the coaching staff. You said that maybe he'll be a good head coach in this league someday.
Oh, man. Now, I thought you were bigger than this. Now you're not. Now you're
Ooh,
not going to admit
well,
it.
Actually, guy.
Oh,
I am better than this, Landry, because we're having this conversation. My point is this. You're going to co-sign because you want to like Nick Caserio, and I get
that. I've liked McCown the whole time. I've liked McCown the whole time. I promise. I've liked okay. McCown for the last 5 years. I promise you.
Okay.
I've liked McCown the whole time.
That's fine. If you like McCown, so does Jack Easterby. And if those two go together, then they're putting the plan. They're putting the plan in just the way they want it, and we're going to all have to continue to suffer through it. I like you, but I don't like you putting ranch on your steak. But I get it, and I understand, and I'll howl.
There we go, Larry. Look, I'm not saying it's wrong for him to feel that way.
To be fair,
if I were Larry and I had paid all the money, I would not want anyone that even knows Jack Easterby. I get that, but I'm saying the Josh McCown thing, I didn't develop this.
No. To be fair, you absolutely have been high on Josh McCown.
I've said head coach, bringing him in the building a long time.
But that's the key element. I think that's what maybe
he's in the building because of Easterby.
No. But what I'm saying, Figgy, is where Larry is, I think, falling different from you is you said it, get him in the building, have him back up. Maybe he can become the head coach, but you didn't expect him to come out.
He will be a head coach in this league, and it won't be long after he retires.
Right.
That's a quote.
But you didn't expect it to be like with
Jump
no
from
other
player
experience.
To head coach.
With no other experience.
Well, I didn't want him to be connected to Jack Easterby.
Well, that too.
I don't like that.
By the way, Seth brought up a really good point just real quick on Twitter. He got this is I don't know why I didn't think of this. This is Seth's brain is magical. So he interviewed last year to be the head coach, didn't get the job, and then prepared for his second interview by being out of coaching. That's it. Like he interviewed for a head coach and then he didn't quite
it's
get
crazy.
It.
So, no, it's
so
wild.
How did he come back?
Did
he come back and get in the hunt? Well, by not coaching.
I'm not gonna fight for Josh McCown to the death.
Right.
Like when Larry said what he said about the path, I ain't gonna that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not stubborn like that. I mean, I might be stubborn, but I ain't stubborn like that. Shout out to Larry, shout out to all the loopholes. Friday future tripping heading into the weekend real quick. Tennessee versus Cincinnati, who you got?
Tennessee, Cincinnati, take the under, take the Titans, take Derrick Henry. You said 115.
Yeah.
I say 150.
I'm going to go with Tennessee in that one. San Francisco versus Green Bay.
I'm all about the Niners. I think the Niners defense gets it done.
I hope you're right. Love me some D'Amico, but I'm going to go with the Packers because they are at home, and I think they're going to run the ball as well. Rams versus Tampa Bay. I think the Rams pull off the upset.
I think the Rams pull off the upset, although Andre Whitworth is out for the game.
Some would say he's been out even when he's been in.
Well, true.
The way he's played at times. Bills at Chiefs. Give me the Bills. Screw you, Chiefs. I ain't picking you ever again.
What he said. I'll take the Bills, too.
So road games, road teams on Sunday. J-Lo's got a split on Saturday. Enjoy the pigskin. Enjoy the coaching shirt. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do. Reaction Monday, 10 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. But in the meantime, had to gather myself. Who's in today?
It's always real, fellas.
Wade Smith and Ron the Show Hughley. I wouldn't have it any other way. Have a good weekend, everybody. If you got to work, less traffic. If you don't, unwind, act an ass, indulge in that pigskin, do whatever you gotta do.
Can't you see it, you make me feel this way. You're like a fresh morning dew.
Thank you, Figgy.
On a brand new day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.